93 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I understand the community's frustration. I understand it because I'm frustrated. I'm angry that we are here again, that we have had to tell another mother that their child is dead.
That's Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake speaking yesterday about the death of Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old man who died a week after an arrest by Baltimore City Police. This is the third high-profile, unarmed death of a black man after an encounter with law enforcement this month, including Walter Scott in North Charleston, South Carolina, and Eric Harris in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tonight, we talk about efforts to end these police-related killings. My guests are Dr. Jamal Bryant of the Empowerment Temple in Baltimore, Sherman Justice with the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation and Black Youth Vote, and Chris Norris, the Pennsylvania Representative for Black Youth Vote and CEO of Tech Book Online. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's move straight to this conversation. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Bryant, first of all, I'm sure you've heard the latest news that the Justice Department has opened a civil rights investigation into the death of Freddie Gray. Your reaction to that?
Is that I am relieved and excited because we have lost confidence in the Baltimore Police Department, who a week later still has not given us answers as to why Freddie Gray was arrested without probable cause, why he was stopped two blocks from the arrest, as well as why it is that they can't account for how 80% of his spine was severed. So I'm glad that somebody from outside is coming in to lend some support.
Very quickly, are you surprised? I'm sure you saw the press conference yesterday. Are you surprised at what did or did not come out of that with Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake and Police Commissioner Anthony Babbs?
No, it's been par for the course. Over the last 4 years, Baltimore police have had to pay in excess of $1.5 million in damages for excessive force and police brutality. It's become a part of the corrupt culture of the Baltimore Police Department. And so nobody was in shock and awe. We're just in shame and disappointment that it seems to be the same business as usual. And so we're glad that finally some relief may be coming our way.
Over the past couple of years, we have seen protests. We have seen marches, some of them peaceful, some of them violent. Some of them, in the case of Ferguson, have turned into the burning of an American town. Let me start with Mr. Norris. Mr. Norris, there are efforts now coming out to help change the situation around regarding black men and these police killings. You have an effort along with Sherman Justice. What is it and what good do you think it's going to do?
Well, thank you, Harold, for having me on the show. Before I get to what I do with Mr. Justice, I work as the CEO of TechBook Online. Mm-hmm. We're a news organization based in Philly. And in addition to producing stories, we really work to try to improve the media coverage and public perception of black men and boys, which is why I got and decided to partner with Mr. Justice on this particular event of bringing black men and boys to Congress to talk about the local and the federal politics that need to be worked on, not just with police violence, but all the issues that are facing this particular community. And showing how the political participation and harnessing the vote can change some of the things that we're seeing. I don't want to paint this utopian picture or this unrealistic idea that if we just vote just a little bit more regularly and if we just engaged, you know, in the politics, you know, more frequently, that this would stop. But it will mitigate some of these issues, and that's what we're hoping to illuminate.
Sherman, I'm sure you want to add to that.
Yes, and it's about us just coming together and really working together as one, as a whole, and bringing everybody on the same page. You see, a lot of people, they will sit back and be like, I don't care about voting. My vote don't matter. I really don't want to get into politics. But we got to understand these politicians and these people that we elect in office, we got to hold them accountable. We really got to be there. We got to know the issues. We got to know our issues. And we got to know how to say our issues to policymakers.
Dr. Bryant, you also are working on a nationwide initiative, Driving on E. What is it? Yes. How do you think this is going to make a difference?
Driving on E is dealing with Black America's really coughing off fumes right now in terms of economic development, in terms of involvement, and as well as engagement. When we have $11 trillion in spending power, but still have not collectively had a dominable force, and we're throwing money away. And so as a consequence, we've instituted 8 weeks of Black Friday, where we're asking people to please support Black businesses, because that's the only thing America responds to. Marching doesn't faze America. We've seen that as we've been marching in Ferguson for now 200 days. America responds to one thing, and that's green. What broke the back of segregation wasn't a speech by Dr. King, but the Montgomery bus boycott.
Okay.
We begin to move our dollars in the direction of our strength. I think that's when we're going to see the difference.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Of course, we are talking about the police-related killings of unarmed Black men and what can be done about it. Several initiatives in the works. Mike, calling from Southeast Washington, what's on your mind?
First of all, thank you for taking my call. And
sure
I just
thing.
Want to say that my sympathy goes out to all the families that lost their mothers, sons, and daughters. But the brother that just said, he's absolutely right. The only way that these politicians really listen to people is through economics, an economic boycott from these cities. Stop spending your money in these cities that are known for their police brutality among people of color. And the one thing that really pisses me off, I have not seen too many or not many mainstream Black celebrities threaten to boycott performing in any of these major cities that are known for these police brutalities. So the best way to get these mainstream celebrities to really pay attention is start boycotting, buying their music and buying their song.
Interesting.
So Mike,
thank you so much. I appreciate your comment, and I'm going to drill down a little bit on that a little bit later on, because you do make a critical point. Before I go to a break, I want to make sure that we get everyone's information out there for those who are interested in the activities that you're participating in. And so for the Black Men and Boys Day, you can find that information at ncbcp.org. Again, that's ncbcp.org. And certainly that National Driving on E campaign, Dr. Brian, that's going to be on the Empowerment Temple website as well.
EmpowermentTemple.org. And let me say to our listeners, tomorrow at 8 a.m., we're leading 300 to 500 men on a march to the nation's capital, insisting on the urgent vote for Ms. Lynch to be Attorney General. So we want all of our men, if you'll meet us at 400 North Capitol Street tomorrow morning, we're making our way to the U.S. Capitol.
Of course, he's talking about Loretta Lynch, nominated by President Obama to replace Eric Holder as the Attorney General. Going to take a break. When we come back, more of this conversation. We're going to talk to Karen, Donna, and Andre. And if you're interested in participating in this conversation, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about efforts to end police-related killings of unarmed black men. My guests are Dr. Jamal Bryant of the Empowerment Temple in Baltimore, Sherman Justice with the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation and Black Youth Vote, and Chris Norris, the Pennsylvania representative for Black Youth Vote and CEO of Tech Book Online. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Karen calling from Bethesda. Thanks for calling, Karen. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I just had to call in because I'm appalled. Just like in Baltimore, in Ferguson, South Carolina, even the young lady who was shot in the head, a Howard University alumni, this police brutality is getting out of hand. We have to hold police accountable by policing the police immediately following a crime, bringing forth charges in the same manner as if an individual committed the same crime against the police officer. It is so disturbing when an unarmed individual, particularly a black man or a young black man, is murdered in cold blood. And we don't have any outlets like TV, newspaper, mediums putting this out there. Voting is important, as mentioned with the other caller. Yes, it does help mitigate some of the issues, but the bottom line is governments have to get involved. Mm-hmm. Voting is a key civil and fundamental right when it is exercised. Yep. Laws are enacted, criminals, who are sitting in these positions of political, judicial power. Well,
Karen, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your passion, and I feel that. I definitely feel what you're saying, and thank you so much for your comment. I want to go back to Pastor Bryant briefly, because Karen was talking about the legal process. There are two pieces to this. One, legislation, and the other thing, something else that just happened today, Pastor Bryant, the case in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Robert Bates has been allowed to take a month-long pre-planned vacation in the Bahamas. You know, he's the man accused of killing that Eric Harris in Tulsa. Does that seem strange to you? What's going on there?
Stranger than these six men in Baltimore who are on paid leave. How are you on vacation and you've murdered somebody and this family is raising money for a funeral? So I think it's consistently across the board. What we're seeing is a culture that has now been unraveled because they wanted to say Ferguson was isolated. Then Staten Island happened. Then Cleveland happened. And now Baltimore is happening. And so we're seeing this is a culture that has zero respect for the lives of black men.
So how do we change that with legislation? Because as you said, there's been a lot of marching, but right. What about putting something down on paper?
Well, one of the things that's going to have to happen, why it's so critical that Loretta Lynch is confirmed, is the Attorney General needs to call for a complete demilitarization of the police in the United States, a sensitivity training, because if you turned away and put the footage in black and white, you would think that we were in Selma. Not much has really changed. We seem to be in the exact same place. So an overhaul of the whole criminal justice system needs to take place. If in the last 10 years, 1,000 unarmed black men have been wounded at the hands of police, then Michelle Alexander is correct. This is the new Jim Crow.
Let me quickly go to Mr. Norris. Mr. Norris, what do you think how do you think your initiative is going to make changes as it relates to black men being killed by police officers? I only have 30 seconds before the break, but I wanted to get you in quickly.
Well, I don't think the particular initiative on the Capitol Hill is going to do much to mitigate police killings. I do think it will a lot to expose those attendees to the system and how the system works. And then once they have an understanding of the system, they can navigate it to the outcome they desire.
Some would say that is a form of education that in one way or another could directly impact that struggle. We're going to talk about more of that on the other side. So if you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR is next. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141. Don't go away.